Have you noticed the difference in corn growth stages within the same cornfield? Much of this unevenness is resulting from the hail damage that we've had all across the area this summer. Hi there, this is Jeannie Falk-Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomy Specialist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. I provide research-based information to you for you to apply on your farm. So the questions that I've been getting about this uneven corn is related to the pollination of corn at the different growth stages within the same field. In some cases, there's corn that has a tassel and maybe even a few brown silks in the same field of a plant that hasn't had a tassel even emerge yet. The first thing that I did was go and split the stalks of those damaged and further behind corn plants. I was looking to see if I could find a tassel and a developing ear within each plant. And basically, I could find both in all the plants that I split. However, there were a few plants with tassels that looked a little bit rough and ragged from some hail damage. But I think those plants are still going to be okay. Each corn tassel releases between 2 and 25 million grains of pollen. The pollen shed from the tassel primarily occurs in the mid-morning, and then many times a secondary shed happens in the late afternoon or early evening. Some research indicates that pollen shed rapidly shuts down with temperatures over 86 degrees. The pollen grains are really not viable for too long. There's a very thin outer membrane on a pollen grain, so it loses moisture very quickly. Therefore, the pollen grain is only viable for a few minutes. However, in that time, it can reach a corn silk and begin that process of fertilization. Most pollen grains fall within 50 feet of the corn plant. I think that's very important. Most pollen grains fall within 50 feet of the corn plant, but they can be moved up to a half a mile with 15 mile per hour winds. Now, there's many barriers and other things that the pollen must navigate to actually intersect with a corn silk, but the sheer volume of the pollen grains make this possible. Now for the silks of the corn plant. The growth of the corn silk is very dependent upon the water pressure of a corn plant. When there's greater water pressure in a plant, the silks will grow. Generally, this occurs during the night and early morning, before a corn plant can be water stressed during the heat of the day. A corn silk can be viable and able to accept pollen for up to 10 days. Silks have roughly 4 times the diameter of a pollen grain and are covered by small sticky hairs to help catch the pollen. There's roughly 1,000 silks on each corn ear. Now, once a pollen grain lands on a silk, it begins to form a pollen tube. This grows to the base of the silk within 24 hours and pollinates the ovule of a corn plant. Once that happens, a kernel can begin to form. Now, I tell all of this to help you understand that I think there's a likelihood that the corn plants will all pollinate, even though we have plants that are at somewhat different growth stages. From what I've looked at, the corn plants that have the hail damage seem to have a tassel and at least one developing corn ear. It's true that the neighboring corn plants aid in pollination, but each plant has plenty of pollen to reach the silks of that plant. And remember, a grain of pollen most generally falls within 50 feet of that corn plant. Now, the different growth stages within a field will continue clear through harvest, and we might struggle with some of those corn ears being dry and ready to harvest while others still have high moisture. If you have any questions on this, please give me, Jeannie Falk-Jones, a call at the K-State Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, and St. Francis, or on the K-State Experiment Station in Colby. You can also see what I'm finding in the field by following me on Facebook at K-State Sunflower District Agronomy.